Hello, my name's Cody Chambers. I run Chambers Pottery Coating, and this is my story.
Welcome to the Discover Montcalm podcast, where we are going to look at the communities, the businesses, the attractions, and the people that make up Montcalm County. Here is your podcast host, Dwayne Weed.
Hello, my name is Dwayne, the host and producer of the Discover Montcalm podcast. And today I'm doing something that I really, really enjoy doing, and that's meeting a younger person that's starting their own business and has a dream and is working hard toward that. You know, all of you out there in business, I love telling your stories because everybody's got a unique one. And as he said at the beginning, Cody Chambers is here with me today from Chambers Powder Coating. And we're going to learn a little bit about what is powder coating and kind of how he got started. So, Cody, thank you for stopping in today. Yeah, I understand you found me in a kind of a unique way. Tell me about that.
I was scrolling Facebook one morning or one night, was just scrolling along, and your Papa Gnome video popped up. And I'm like, what's this about? And I clicked on it and listened to him talk for a little while. Got to learn more about Papa Gnome.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, well, why not? I'll just see if you allow me to come on.
Yeah.
What's the worst?
Well, and that's why I got the podcast. Now, and you're kind of splitting that difference here a little bit with Discover.com. And what I mean by that is you live in Greenville. Your business is in the Ionia area. And you are a Belding graduate.
Yep.
So you're still in the area.
Yep.
Still in the area. So let's go back a few years. When did you first come up with the idea to do this as a profession?
It was kind of a funny story. Me and my dad, we normally talk at night when he gets home from being at work or wherever, you know, from being gone. And we were sitting in the kitchen talking and hanging out. I said, I want to start my own business. And he's like, what do you want to do? I said, powder coat. I said, I see what kind of money you can make in it. Because other people are making $400 or $500 doing wheels. I'm like, that's good money in my hand. I'm like, that's great.
Yeah.
And he's like, that's cool. And he asked me if I had the money to do it. And I said, yeah, I do. And he was even, when I started ordering all my stuff to do it, he chipped in $300. He says, here, you can run with it.
Yeah, just here's a start. You know, and that's great when you have family backing. You know, I had something similar with my parents back when I started the business. So it's nice to have that support.
Yeah,
it really is. But there's a person that has touched your life that is no longer here. And can you tell me a little bit about your grandpa and kind of that? Because you did a lot of things with him.
He was a person that was kind of a jack of all trades. There wasn't much he didn't know how to do. As somebody told me, he has forgot more things in his old age than he'll ever get to teach me.
Right.
And he taught me cars. He's taught me business isn't, you know, anything you try to do in life isn't easy. Just try it. If you're going to fail, you're going to fail.
Right.
And before my senior year, like a few weeks before I graduated, he had passed from cancer. And it was hard, and I fought to, you know, really want to do anything. I didn't want to be in the shop, because that's where most of my memories of being with him is, in that shop. And it was hard to do anything. He gave me a truck before he passed, and that's my 1966 C10 pickup. And he gave that to me, and it was hard to even want to look at that truck. It was hard to look at anything in that house and be on the property.
I understand. You know, we all have those people. And I found it interesting when you and I were talking on the phone the other day that you made a comment that kind of stuck in my head. And I don't know, you know, but it was a comment of wondering what your grandpa would say if he's seen you doing what you're doing now. And do you have an idea of maybe, because you probably picture his voice already.
Yeah.
What is something that he would say to you right now about what you're doing?
He would be proud of me, and he would probably want to chip in more money to see me grow the business. He would be wanting to try to help me whatever way he could.
But that's happening with your grandma.
Yeah.
Because your grandma is now, you know, helping you because you have the business on your grandparents' property.
You.
You know, so I guess in a way, he's still there, you know, which is nice. And it's nice that your grandma is following with that. So what was the very first thing that you powder coated?
I powder coated a set of wheels for my father for my grandfather's Dodge.
Okay.
We have had the Dodge in our family for, I don't know, over 40 some years. And me and my dad wanted to change the wheels that were on it to a set of all black wheels. And he's like, well, there's your first job. I'm like, okay. Trying to do wheels in a kitchen oven and not getting the wheels to come out the way I wanted them to, and fighting with other powder coat and paint, and just having the learning curve of doing powder coat and doing all the stuff I try to do. That powder coat, and I can remember doing one wheel, and I picked it out of the oven. It was somewhere around 400 some degrees. I picked the rack up and I tipped it back, and that thing slid right down back down onto my arms. So I had two nice rim marks right from the rim landed.
Well, they call those battle scars, but, you know, that happens. I mean, you look at a mechanic, and I'm sure you're the same way.
Yep.
Busted knuckles, scraped up things. It just kind of happens. You told me that your philosophy, and I'm sure it might change, you know, as you move forward in this venture. Your philosophy is to do things that other people really aren't doing. You found a unique little
niche.
Yes. And tell me about that.
The Discover Montcalm podcast wants to thank West Michigan Technology and Design Solutions, WGLM 106.3 FM, DW Video, and Business Growth Engine. Thank you for your support.
I've kind of done a little bit of everything. I've done cups for people that are in Army or Navy, and the cup that I did, I opened my mouth and then more or less inserted my foot, as my mother told me. I told a person at her school that she works with that she wanted a cup done. I said, I can do that. She's like, well, what can you do? I said, I can do a little bit of anything. She's like, so you can do camouflage? And I opened my mouth and said, yes.
Of course you did.
And not knowing that I could do it, so I kind of just ordered the powder and kind of rolled the dice and was like, well, we'll see what it comes out to be. And it came out as something and camouflage is something that you can't really mess up. So I'm like, and it came out, and in pictures, you can't tell that it's camouflage. In person, it's a lot better.
Right.
And there's certain colors that I do that are harder to take pictures of than other ones.
But I guess the bottom line here, what did the customer think?
She thought it was really cool and thought that I did. She's like, that shocked me that you can do that.
Yeah. Well, and that's kind of a cool thing is once in a while there's colors, there's that type of stuff that are hard to photograph.
Yeah.
You know, and the fact that sometimes the camera picks up colors just a little differently. Yeah. But it all comes down to, did you make the customer happy? And it sounds like you have. So we kind of jumped right into this. You do have a Facebook presence.
Yep.
You're, you know, Chambers Powder Coating on Facebook. You also said you're on TikTok?
Yep, I'm on TikTok. Same name, Chambers Powder Coating. I pop right up. And I've posted a little bit of everything that I've done. There isn't. Okay. And I have a sign that's in the Greenville metal store, right in Greenville. I have a sign, or not really a sign, a piece of product I did for a diesel shop on 57.
Okay.
And I have a few things around my area that I've done to kind of get my name out there.
Okay. It all starts.
Yep.
You know, you're starting. Well, you did bring in some examples of stuff, and I'd like to take this opportunity now. So if you're listening to us on your favorite podcast browser, now is the time to jump over to YouTube and find the Discover Mottcom podcast at Discover Mottcom podcast on YouTube. And while we're there, Instagram and Facebook as well, you can follow us and like us. But let's take a look at the one that we got here right now. This is a University of Michigan two-tone type thing. And again, if you see these in person, they're pretty cool. I would think, not knowing the industry, and I always hate to say that word assume, because we know what that does.
Yep.
But on that note, how hard is it to do something in this particular case where you've got a two-tone, to put that second color?
That part is easier than most people think. Okay. It's now that I've upgraded my powder coating gun from a cheap $100 gun to something a little nicer. I got a Cool Coat 2.0. But this gun I did with my cheap gun, powder coat gun, and it was kind of not difficult. The difficult part was all the where it says Michigan and the lettering. That was the hard part. That was my learning curve.
Well, we all have it.
Yeah.
Now, anybody in business, anybody that has a 3D printer, we don't want to see the first things they do. And even when we see the final product, we know that there's probably some things that fell on the floor that, because there is that learning curve. So while we've got some stuff here, we've got the Michigan one, and I'm just going to try to put these here. This next one that we have here, it really shines.
it's one of my, my purple that I have, that's one of my favorite purples that I do.
Okay.
Because it pops, it kind of catches your eye. That's the way I look at that color.
So can a customer come in and ask for a custom color? Or are you kind of limited?
I can do up to I think it's 2,000 and some colors. I have no really color that I can't do. It's more, do I have that color in stock?
Okay. So speaking of colors, this one right here, definitely hot pink.
Yeah.
If anybody loses this, it's their own fault. But, it's pretty, it is pretty solid. Again, it sounds like you can put lettering on it.
I can do a little bit of anything. As I tell people in my powder coated cups, if you really want to, throw it across the concrete floor. I want to see if it's going to chip, what it's going to do. I want you to use it like you bought a Yeti or some big name brand. I want you to just throw it through the ringer.
Well, let's go back and talk mechanics of powder coating. What's the difference between just throwing an acrylic paint on here as opposed to powder coating? What is powder coating?
Powder coat is a powdered paint, and powder coat, you have to sandblast whatever you're doing to put a etch or whatever you want to consider it into the product. Then you want to spray the powder onto it, and that electrical charge whatever you're doing, and then you take and throw it in the oven or put it in the oven for 400 degrees for say 10 minutes. Most of them are 400 degrees. Some colors are 375 for 10 minutes, 20, whatever.
So that process, it bakes it.
It bakes it and bonds it. And if you paint it, sometimes you could do throw it across the floor or bump it against something, you're going to chip that paint.
Well, I'm sure if you drop anything hard enough.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to do it with this.
You're going to have to more or less, really drop this good enough to break it or do something bad before you're going to crack it and mess my prop that color up.
You brought this one in, and it's really unique. And I don't know if the camera's going to really pick that up to its best, but you can see that it's got a lot of swirls and design. You were telling me about this off camera.
It's a design that I seen on TikTok that another powder coater does. It's called marbling. It's a marble effect. You can do any color under it, then you do a black over top of it. And you're more or less just wanting to kind of just dust it on and then take a piece of plastic, whatever, and just go whatever way you want. It don't matter what you do. No cup with that design is going to come out the same.
Oh, I was going to say, as you were describing it, you do a cup like this for people. It is a one of a kind.
Yep.
Now, you can do the same color schemes over and over again, but it'll
never be the same. And that cup I'd love to do again, but I'd love to do some wild one-off color to see what it would look like.
Well, you're hearing him put a challenge out to anybody that wants a custom cup. He's open to your ideas. You know, you can follow him on Chambers Powder Coating on Facebook and on TikTok. Reach out to him and ask him what he can do. Again, you can kind of see these right here, but you were going to elaborate on that?
I can do a little bit of anything. I have 30-ounce cups, 20s, and then I have shorter 20-ounce, and then the one that's marble, I have one more of them that's not done, nothing's done to them. I do cups. That's something I kind of got into doing was just cups. I love the weird designs.
Sure.
And you can go on Facebook, and you can message me, call me, whatever way easier to get a hold of me, and order a cup. I have cups in stock. Most colors are in stock. There isn't much that I can't do.
Well, and talking to you, custom orders are kind of your specialty.
Yep.
Because you're not an assembly line, so to speak. So if somebody's got an idea, whether it be a cup, wheels, or anything in between, to contact you, if they've got an idea or something that they want to see if you can powder coat, just get in touch with you.
Yeah, that's the biggest thing. You can get in touch with me. I don't only do powder coating. I do sandblast. I Cerakote. I do a little bit of anything. I'm not afraid to try something new.
So a customer's imagination is the limitation.
More or less, it's imagination and your pocketbook.
Well, welcome to the real world, people. You know, we drive what we drive because we can afford it, but our eyes are always looking on that. Ooh, I think I want that bigger truck. You know, I think I want this sports car, which is human nature.
Yep.
Which is human nature. But no product, no idea is out of your realm. Just reach out to you.
It's more or less whatever you want done. I can really more or less do anything. It's not. I like the little odd jobs that people bring me.
Yeah.
You could bring me some bolts for a rim. I don't care. I like these people that bring these weird jobs to me.
Before I ask you my wrap up question here. What can't you powder coat? I'm sure there's a list of a lot of things that you can. Is there any materials, anything along that line that you can't powder coat, or haven't you run across that yet?
Not really. I've seen people powder coat a little bit of everything. I've seen somebody powder coated a McDonald's cheeseburger just because they could. It matters. The prep that you have to do for some things, you can powder coat wood. That's the weird thing.
Okay.
And it's not really, I haven't come into anything that I can't do.
Okay, so I'm going to put a challenge out there to anybody that's watched. You got an idea, get a hold of Cody, you know, at Chambers Powder Coating on Facebook and TikTok. Reach out to him, message him, and bring that in.
Yeah.
Let's see what, you know, say, you know, snap, snap, snap on your knuckles and that.
Yeah.
Challenge accepted. So, Cody, as I wrap this up, is there anything that you would like to add that we haven't talked about that you'd like people to know?
Not really. I, like I said, I do Cerakote, and that's a high temp paint that you can put on exhaust, guns, really anything that gets above 1800 or 18,000 degrees.
Okay.
So it's, that's something I just started doing a year, more or less about 25, 24.
Okay.
I just started doing that, and that's something I love doing.
So your business is expanding.
Yep.
You know, as you have that. So Cody Chambers, Chambers Powder Coating, look him up on Facebook, check everything out. Cody, thank you for taking the time to come up, and thank you for showing, and I'll show these once again. You know, you've got the, kind of the marble design. You've got, I mean, if you like purple, I think this one's a keeper, everybody. Or if you're into pink, you know, I tell you what, you won't lose this one, you know. And I'm kind of fond of the Go Blue myself,
yeah.
You know. But along that line, people just bring it into you, and you can see what you can do. And
any of these cups that are here are for sale. I think I have one more that I didn't bring, but it's any of my cups. I have them posted. They're for sale. If anybody wants them,
yeah,
I'd like to see them.
Or if they got a custom order.
Yeah, any custom orders, anything. I'm gladly to want to do it.
So as we wrap this up, how can they get a hold of you again?
On Facebook. You can. My phone number is on Facebook. You can call me, text me. You can message me on my Facebook. You can even message me on my TikTok.
Okay. Can I give you your number?
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't you give your number?
I don't even know.
Oh, you're looking at, okay, I see it here. It's 616-821-5967. So 616-821-5967. And for those of you that are watching it on YouTube, I'll have that listed at the bottom for the whole time. So we'll make sure that is, so that's happening. So thanks again for stopping by today. I wish you the best of luck. Right. Maybe in a year or two, you can come back and tell me what you're doing.
That's new
at that point.
That's my hope. I'm hoping to even maybe have you come out to my shop and show you around in my where I work.
I would love to do a walking tour of your place. So I'm open to that. Just let me know when.
Okay.
On that note, you can follow the Discover.com podcast on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. You can catch us on Pandora, Apple Podcasts, and iHeart. You can go to discovermotcompodcast.com. Check out all the episodes. The number just keeps growing and growing and growing, which is exactly what I want to do. And if any of you out there are doing something unique or just running your business and you'd like to come on here and tell us about it and let us know what you do and what you provide, you can reach out to me at 231-250-9624. 231-250-9624. Go to Dwayne@dwvideo.com is another way. Or I'll tell you what, if you just type in Dwayne, D-U-A-N-E, Weed, W-E-E-D, I'm going to come up on socials or up on Google. You know, reach out. I want to help promote you. And on that note, remember to buy and shop locally.
The Discover Montcalm podcast is produced by content creator Dwayne Weed, celebrating 40 years at DW Video and Multimedia LLC at dwvideo.com or call 231-250-9624.